Listener Lynn wrote, I'm a longtime supporter and listener of your station, enjoying most of your morning news, afternoon news, all things considered segments, and others. I'm an independent, leaning toward conservatism. I find the majority of your programming to be well-balanced, knowing that NPR does have a liberal bent, but I've never been put off by any programming until Diane Rehm came along. She is so blatantly biased and one-sided, it's infuriating. I'd love to see you replace her programs with something that would appeal to all of your listeners, not just those on the far left. Listener Sophie called about our music selections.
Message sent Sunday, January 29th, 4:03 p.m.
I wanted to put in a comment about Sunday Baroque. You play almost exclusively instrumental music, and it's all very beautiful, but there's such a plethora of vocal music, both choral, operatic, and solo repertoire for all sorts of voices. It's really a shame, and it's really limited. And I started listening to the other classical station, 95.9, more because, to be honest, I'm a little tired, even as a classical music fan, of hearing the same Vivaldi and Telemann, like, orchestral suites and concertos all over again. So thanks so much, and hope to hear more vocal music soon.
Ronald Cohen wrote about a recent Diane Rehm show on the Republican primaries. While I have no love for this program, a commentator made the point that Mitt Romney has a point in arguing that corporations are people, while in fact they are no such things and have none of the characteristics of people. Once upon a time, a corporation was a group of individuals pulling together for a common purpose. But that is no longer true. A corporation has become a highly predatory institution whose purpose is less value-added than filling the pockets of senior management. It's the stock price, not the dividend, that counts, and ownership has become meaningless. A corporation is no more a person than is a bacterium. However, if corporations are people, according to Citizens United, then the callers point that their destruction, given the rationale of Citizens United, can be considered a crime, and that the acts of the corporation can have a criminal dimension that should flow through to senior management. Prison, anyone? Listener John wrote, you were established to bring in good music. Now all you do is jabber, jabber, jabber amongst the world's most effete. Thank God we now have another station in Wilmington which actually does that which you were founded to do and which you so pretentiously and consistently fail to do. You will receive not one red cent of my money ever. P.S. When you finally do sneak in some music, it too often is screechingly bad Baroque string agony. I believe those cats are still alive while their guts are sawed off in the name of music. Unfortunately, now even the new station has a limited repertoire, lacking the great music of the genii of the 20th century. Hal and Marie Claire wrote to Willard Fields, our new jazz host on Friday and Saturday nights, we liked the previous jazz show, but yours is even better. Your warm and enthusiastic commentary complements a varied, well-chosen playlist, except maybe for the organ stuff that slips in once in a while. But you redeem that well with Joe Pass and Mose Allison. We always enjoy hearing Bill Evans, Stan Kitten, and the Lincoln Center Orchestra. Thanks for brightening our Friday and Saturday nights, and keep up the good work. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback line is 910-292-WHQR. And thanks for your feedback.